When people see some things as beautiful, other things become ugly. When people see some things as good, other things become bad. The master acts without doing anything, and teaches without saying anything. Things arise, and she lets them come. Things disappear, and she lets them go. She has, but doesn't possess. Acts, but doesn't expect. When her work is done, she forgets it. That is why it lasts forever. Tao Te Ching, Chapter 2. Ever been more than halfway through an arduous hike when it starts to rain? At first, when the rain comes down harder, you try to figure out what to do to rescue the situation, but you've come too far to turn around, and there's nowhere to take shelter. The only thing to do is to keep going. If you haven't got grape-sized blisters or a sprained ankle, there can come a moment when you let go of your resistance and just walk. You can't get any wetter or more dirty, and the simple act of continuing to put one foot in front of the other will, eventually, get you to a place where there's a hot tub, a martini, a steak, or a fudge sundae, or simply a warm, dry place to rest. There's an odd sort of satisfaction in letting go of attempts to make the situation better. Having resigned yourself and let go, it somehow becomes simple, though not easy, to move through. If you're lucky, you have a good companion or three to share the experience, thereby lightening its burden. Solitude on such a hike is hard. No one can trudge through the mud for you, and there may be times when you're silent. But what simple solace there is in agreeing on the obvious. Rain sure is wet, or wet dirt is really slippery, or oh look, I've slid and I'm lying full length in the mud, and getting a hand up. And later, when you're remembering that long, dirty, wet trek through the rain, how much more gratifying it is to be able to say to someone, "Do you remember how?" or "Do you remember when?" And how painful it can be when there's no one who can remember those things with you. And getting warm and dry can take a long time. Maybe you've got a lot of hair and no towel, or no dry clothes to change into. You may think you're warm and dry at last, but an unexpected random draft can set you shivering again. Sometimes all you can do is curl up with a warm companion if you're lucky, and hope that the drafts stop coming, or that you get warm enough to endure them. Until that happens, it's hard to enjoy things, or to feel like you're really part of the world around you, or to relate to people the way you normally do. Songs that can feel like a hot tub, a martini, a steak and a fudge sundae, or at least a warm, dry place to rest. Mull of Kintyre by Paul McCartney. This song was always a favorite of my mother's, long before she died at 65 of a broken heart. It evokes an instant nostalgia for lost things. She always loved to hear me sing it, and any one of my siblings instantly thinks of her when we hear it. Let Us Go Laughing by Bruce Cockburn. The earth is beautiful, and so much bigger and more timeless than us and our grief. In the face of it, we may only observe, be awed and grateful, and turn to one another for comfort, wisdom, and laughter in the face of everything. Supertramp, Lord, Is It Mine. This song and I go back a long way to when my frightened 14-year-old self, confronted by death for the first time, found it cathartic. End of the Line by Offspring. Unlike the others, this song is actually about grief. I like its raw desperation, the naked pain, the pleading for things not to be as they are. In a radio interview, I heard the band members firmly decline to identify who it was written about, which heightened its sincerity for me. When You Dream by the Bare Naked Ladies. This song, among other brilliant themes, evokes for me that aspect of grief which is concerned with the sadness for what is no longer possible, unknown potential swept away. What's left in its place may be wonderful, but what's lost will never be known. The lyrics are beautiful and literate, but the gentle, discordant background adds unmistakable ambivalence.